Manu Patra alerts dated the 5th of January 2018. Lok Sabha has passed a bill to hike the salaries of judges of the Supreme Court and the 24 high courts by over two-folds. Supreme Court, while reacting to irregularities in the adoption process in country, has stressed on having a comprehensive view of the entire country pertaining to running of orphanages, the mode and method of adoption, the care given and the treatment meted out to the children. Supreme Court has refused to examine the validity of Banaras Hindu University, BHU, rules that fixed a deadline for girl students on staying outside the campus, saying such restrictions are meant for their safety. Supreme Court has sought response from the center and state governments on a plea for the protection of women from sexual harassment at workplace. Supreme Court has sought from the center a report on the status of the probe in the Airsel Maxis deal case. Supreme Court has refused to quash charges against Congress leader Jagdish Tatler in an alleged corruption and forgery case. Supreme Court has ordered Board of Control for Cricket in India, BCCI, to allow Bihar play Ranji Trophy and other domestic cricket tournaments. Supreme Court has dismissed AAP leader Deepak Bajpayee's plea challenging a trial court order summoning him in a criminal defamation case filed against him by Union Minister Arun Jaitley. Bombay High Court has said that litigants must exhaust all other legal remedies before approaching the High Court with PILs seeking criminal action against a person, organization or a government official. Bombay High Court has directed Maharashtra government to file a reply to a PIL challenging the prohibition on carrying outside food into movie theatres and multiplexes across the state. Delhi High Court has commuted the death penalty awarded to two convicts in the 2009 Jigishal Ghosh murder case to life imprisonment. Calcutta High Court has set aside a lower court's order which had asked a nodal agency of the central government to instruct Facebook to block news links published by a Darjeeling-based newspaper, Darjeeling Chronicles. Centre has notified Electoral Bond Scheme, in a bid to cleanse the system of political funding in the country.